Well, it's flashback time again, although today is the 19th, if you're listening to this when it's first netcast, September 19th, 2024. But the flashback is to June 29th, 2006. You're going to be listening to Craig of Palm Springs Bum. That's the name of his website. Craig Canada, in-studio guest, subject to housing discrimination for his unapologetic and regular use of medical marijuana in the days when it was criminal to do so, particularly more if you were homeless. He talks about being banned from the Homeless Lack of Services Center, as we call them. They call themselves the Homeless Services Center. This is the same group, or I should say its predecessor, which is now called Housing Matters, which we call Funding Matters. And this is tune in and find out. Crow is calls in about a handicapped RV individual who's got wrapped and slapped in the sense by the police for sleeping in his vehicle. Rico Thunder, a community activist who was useful in exposing the police spying scandal where then Chief Vogel sent in officers to spy on the political protest that was a protest to set up the first do-it-yourself DIY New Year's Eve parade, 2005 into 2006. Actually, I guess it was 2005, January 31st. Now you'll hear a phone interview with Rico Thunder. You'll hear a poem, perhaps two, by Julia Vinograd, Berkeley poet. Then there's Jamie Clark facing off against CSO Pam Bechtel, or describing her experience also in the courts when she faced a $130 bike ticket. And Crow again on his distribution of leaflets to tourists, advising them of the perils of parking in Santa Cruz parking structures, thanks to Ryan Coonerty's new, I call it the parking lot panic law or the parking garage paranoia law, depending on what you were talking about, which made it illegal to be sitting in your vehicle or standing talking next to your vehicle or standing and talking, period, in the lot for more than 15 minutes. First Amendment be damned. And there's more, so listen in and you'll catch it. There's also an event coming up tomorrow if you're actually listening to this on the 19th of September in 2024, which is an attempt to raise concerns about and information, spread information on the Funding Matters operation at 115 Coral Street, which is having a board of directors getaway at the 40 Thieves Park area of the De La Vega Park. I'm a little unclear about that. Some people at the meeting where we discussed this earlier today seem to know about it and where it is, but I don't know if I've ever been there. I probably have, just not by that name. But if you go to the bathroom area there, that's where folks will be gathering to begin distributing literature and spreading the truth about how money is being spent allegedly to help homeless people with a pathway to housing, actually just a pathway to greater funding for Housing Matters or Funding Matters. So check it out.